Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the girls are back, along with the Magical Pants, of course. It's their first summer after starting college, and they're all headed in their separate directions and hope that Pants will once again work their magic in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2.
For as long as I could remember, the four of us shared everything.
You will always be
I believe that the sisterhood could survive anything, but we had to learn on our own how to become ourselves without losing each other.
So what's up with the whole pants thing? Well, they think the pants are magical, so they share the pants with each other. And this time around, they all experience love and hard choices and renewed friendships. And if it's not totally obvious already, it's a total chick flick. If you like the first Traveling Pants, you'll probably like this one even more because the girls' stories are more interesting this time around. But I do feel sorry for the guys out there that are going to go to this with their girlfriends. It's way too much girl stuff for you. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, this one is a yellow light. The next one is an R-rated comedy, and Seth Rogen is smoking some really great new marijuana called Pineapple Express, and he witnesses a murder. He grabs his drug dealer buddy, played by James Franco, and they go on the run so the bad guys won't kill them.
How could he find us?
Heat-seeking missiles, bloodhounds, foxes, barracudas.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Catch me at the border, I'll be the minute.
Yes, this movie is definitely R-rated. It's full of drugs and violence. You know, it's two guys smoking pot running from guys dealing pot, trying not to get killed by the guys supplying the pot. Yeah, it's that deep. And you know, this is supposed to be a comedy, and there were people in the audience laughing. I kind of suspect, though, they might have been smoking a little something-something before the movie, because I just did not get it. There was one redeeming factor about the movie, though. It was James Franco. You know, not because he's a total cutie, which, by the way, he really wasn't in this movie. It's watching him being completely comfortable being a total pothead. Not sure why, but it seemed to come pretty easily for him. One thing I bet they did not anticipate about this movie, though, it's like watching a public service announcement that pot is so not good for you. So that, along with watching James Franco, it made this movie barely tolerable. So on our movie Night Traffic Light, Pineapple Express, this is barely a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.